profession mentioned in the glorious Quran is glasswork. Allah Almighty has stated, Sulaiman said, "This is only a smooth courtyard paved with glass." The story behind this ayah is when Queen Bilqis came to Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, she was told to come to the courtyard. The throne of Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was situated in the middle of the courtyard, and his noble presence was seated upon it. The courtyard featured a marvelous glass floor with fish swimming in the water underneath it. When Queen Bilqis saw this, she assumed it to be deep water, and she lifted the clothing covering her ankles to walk across. Sayyidina Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam said to her, "This is not water, rather this is a pleasant courtyard fashioned with glass." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madrasa, even yarn spinning is mentioned in the glorious Quran. It is stated in the glorious Quran, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "Do not be like the woman who broke her spun thread into pieces after it had become strong." It is written in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, under this verse, "There was a woman from Makkatul Mukarramah who was very suspicious and she had weak intellect. She would work until noon by spinning yarn and would have her slave girls spin it too. Then at the time of noon, she would tear it into pieces and tell her slave girls to do the same. This was her habit." The meaning of this verse is that do not be foolish like that woman by breaking your promise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, lastly, carpentry is also mentioned in the glorious Quran. Whilst commanding his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alihi salatu wa salam to build an ark, Allah Almighty stated, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "And build the ark under our observation and by our command." Hence, with the command of Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam planted teak trees, which took 20 years to become ready. Then he ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam began to make an ark from these trees, which took 2 years to complete. The length of this ark was 300 yards, its width was 50 yards, and its height was 30 yards. When Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was making the ark, one of the chiefs from his tribe would pass by him. Then he would mock him and say, "Oh Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, what are you doing?" Sayyidina Nuh ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam would reply, "I am making a house which can move on the water." Hearing this, they would laugh, because he ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was making the ark in such a place in the jungle where there was no sign of water for a long distance. And they would also mockingly say, "First you were a prophet and now you are a carpenter." Ma'azallah. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.